Okay, good morning. We're continuing in the introduction of the Tanya, and we are explaining the Shar Blot, the title page, which we began last week, and we're going to continue this week. If you have the Sefer of Chassidus Mufuares, you will find it on page Zion, which has the left-handed page. And there's a lot of different paginations here, but it's the first one that says page Zion. Now we're not talking about Zion of the print of the Likutei Amorim, but rather the second time it's page Zion, where it says on the top, Chassidus Mufuares. And is explaining the author is explaining the title page in which the Baal HaTanya explains that this work is called the Sefer HaBeinonim, which has been gathered from different sources based on the pasuk for it is close to you to serve Hashem very much in your heart, in your heart, and to do it. And the line we're going to explain now, the last line, second last line, is, as he said before, Levar Heitev Echu Karav Ma'od, to explain clearly how it is so close, even in your heart, to be close, which we would think would be hard. And the words we're going to explain a lot today is Biderach Aruka Uksara, in a way that is long and that is short. And that is the three words we're going to spend some time now. I'm going to explain it to you in a way that is long and that is short. Okay, so in the bottom of page Zion, Biderach Aruka Uksara. So in the brackets, he brings down, and it's a pretty long bracket. He says, Makor Lashon Zeh B'Gemara, the root of this language is the Gemara. The Talmud in Erevin says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua Bar Ben Chanina, Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Chanina, said, Miyamai Lo Nitzchani Adam, in my life, it's not in here, it's in this Sefer. So I'm saying most of the learning is going to be in this specific text. The English I gave you is only going to help you for little amounts. So this is the text we're using, and I've emailed everybody what the text is, and you have to be familiar with Hebrew to use the text. But you can listen. It's very valuable just to hear it. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Chanania said that no one ever was able to defeat me in an argument, except certain situations, and one of them was a tinok, a young child. So more or less, what was the case of the young child defeating him in an argument? Mahi, what is it? Pamachas ha'isi mahalach b'derech. Once I was going on the way, v'ra'isi tinok echad, I saw a young child, sheyoshev al parashas drachim. He's sitting at a crossroads. I wanted to get to a destination. Amarti lo, I said to him, Bini, my son, be'ezet derech ne'lech la'ir, which is the way to come to the city? Which is the right road? Amar li. So he pointed to both roads and he said, Zu aruka uktsara, this path is long and short. Vizu ktsara varuka, and this one is short and long. So, which one did I take? Holachti biktsara varuka. I decided to take the one that was short and long. So, I went on that path. And the truth is, I got there very quickly. But kivin shagati la'ir, but once I came to the city, hayumakifos lo ginosu pardesim, was all surrounded by orchards and gardens, and I couldn't really get in very easily into the city. So chazarti la'acharei, so I turned back. I came back to the crossroads. Amarti lo, I said to him, Bini, my son, Lokach Amarta Li Zuktsara, didn't you tell me this was the short path? And I couldn't get in. Amarlo, he said, Rebbe, my Rebbe, Velokach Amarti Loch Tsara Va'aruka, didn't I tell you it was short and long? So that's the Gemara that the Baal HaTanya is using that expression in his title page. So what does the Gemara mean to say? What does it mean? Short and long and long and short. What does the Gemara mean? Haderech tzarav aruka, the way that's called the short and long way. Ochein hoisak tzara, it was short. Mibechinas Hamerchach. In terms of the distance, it was a short distance, and you can get there quickly. Avolapal, but in actuality, Hoysarukat was long. Why? Kilifnei Mavoh Ha'ir, before the entrance of the city, Hayuganos of Pardesim. There were orchards and gardens, next page. Asher Hikshuma'od Alaholech Lam Shikhbader. It's going to be very hard for the traveler to continue on the road, because now he's has to go through difficult terrain to get in. Umamela, consequently, Hayakosha Umasubach Likonas Liabderzu. There was very hard and complicated and confusing to enter the city using this way. And this is what the young child said, Sha'af Shader Chik Sarah, that even though the way is short, we call Mokam Bapoil Hiaruka, but in reality it was long. Masha Enkain, on the other hand, Haderach Ashniya, the second way, Hoisaruka Uksara, was the long and short way. Chlor meaning to say, Mi Bechinas Amerchak, Hiachen Yosar Aruka, in terms of distance. It was a much longer road. Avol kivin shebederech zu, but since on this road, motse umavo ha'ir ponuli konis ba, but this way, once you come to the entrance, it's clear sailing. You go right into the front door, as Rashi explains there. So at the end of the way, derech zu hihi haktzara. This other path ended up really being the shorter path. Because in this way you can reach the path without any obstructions and obstacles. Okay, and that is the Gemara. So now you understand that Gemara, you understand the terms now. The long and short way, and the short and long way. The short and long way is you can get there quickly, but then getting in, you just can't get in. You can't climb through the orchards, you can't climb through the gardens. It's not even possible. So it's short, but long. But the long and short way is very possible. It takes a long time. But once you finally get there, you can get in. Okay, so that's what the Gemara there meant. But obviously, the Gemara means a lot more. It's only hinting to something. Gemara wouldn't tell us a story about, you know, how to make your travel plans. So he continues, V'kach hein gam darach evad Hashem. This is what it's all about in terms of one's service to Hashem. It works the same way. There are two ways to achieve loving Hashem. There's the short and long way, Hainu meaning to say, that the person arouses feelings in his heart in different ways in service to Hashem, which is referred to in Chassidus as the three secondary spheros of Chagat, Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferes. You've got the three levels on top of the way Chabad will say it is Chachma Bina Das, while others will say it's Keser Chachma Bina. You have the intellectual way. The first three spheros, if you say they're Chachma, Bina, and Das, that's wisdom, understanding, and intellect. That's the brain. That's thinking. And then after that, you've got Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, which is more emotion, which is kindness, control, and mercy. So there are people who become inspired, right? And there's lots of things that inspire people. And through this inspiration, you come to fiery coals of love of Hashem. You get that inspiration. You can hear a good vort, a good Dvar Torah, that's an inspiring Dvar Torah. You can go to a kumzitz, and you can love Hashem for that moment. Right? People can be inspired. Your heart can fire up. And there's certainly a place for that in Yiddishkeit. And once you get that feeling, you could be inspired during a beautiful davening, a beautiful kedusha. The rabbi can say an inspiring dvar Torah. Verse says, "Oh, that's it. Now I'm going. I really love it." And you really do feel a love for Hashem. So what's the issue with that? B'derech zu amnam kal yoser lavo lideyavas Hashem. This way is much easier way to come to loving Hashem. Because your coals have been ignited. Your emotions have gone on fire. Even though that appears to be the shortcut, boom, I'm loving Hashem right away. Because it doesn't really ask a lot from a person. Just come, sit, be inspired. And it happens fairly quickly. Ella lo'orer es ha'ava shebelev, but to arouse the inspiration of loving in the heart. Mikol makom sof sof hu derech aruka. At the end of the day, it's a very long way. Why? Ki amnam ba'osa shah yeshi saris gedola. Because it could be at that moment there is a great inspiration. Aval pa'amim rabas, but so many times we find, ainli service zukiyum, this inspiration doesn't last. Ukavur ma'atzman, and usually after a very little amount of time, misbatal korache serves. This power of inspiration becomes nullified, and it no longer exists. So what the first path is the path of inspiration. This can be, and we've all experienced it in one stage or another. Something can inspire you. You can, a sudden jolt that happens in your life, and you get shocked into a certain reality, and you get inspired to love Hashem. Many people experience this, the three time a year Jews who come to the high holidays, and they hear the rabbi give an inspiring talk. They have an inspiring class. You go to Ne'ilah. It's very inspiring. And that's the shortcut. You go, wow, I really love Hashem. I'm really going to make this year different. Yeah, but now you come. So you got into the city quickly, to the outskirts of the city. But then to get in, you gotta really start to do the work now. And since you got to the gate so easily, you kind of trained yourself that I only do things that are easy. And now when I gotta really do something that is hard, I'm not prepared to do anything that's hard. And then the inspiration comes and says, yeah, you know, maybe I should take a class. Maybe I should start keeping kosher. Maybe I should stop speaking Lashon Hara. Yes, for sure. And you may even go to the store and buy the book. And then the next morning when it's time to go to class, you oversleep. And then 3 days later, it was a faded memory. And I'll see you again, Hashem, next Ne'ilah. Right? This is the service of Hashem through inspiration. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that there isn't a place for inspiration. You certainly need inspiration. But you have to remember that Judaism is not maintained through inspiration. The growth process doesn't happen through inspiration. It can be a catalyst to start you, but it is never going to be the means to succeed. And you have people who, let's say, will travel on their road to Hashem from Shabbaton to Shabbaton. Oh, it's an amazing weekend somewhere in the country. You know, they got a beautiful hotel, this and that. There's amazing speakers, this and that. And they're very inspired. And they'll wait for the next inspiration. 2 months from now will be another Shabbaton somewhere else. And they'll get inspired from that. But what you really got to start doing is, then you got to open up the book and come at 6 o'clock in the morning every day. You got to spend the time to sit back and designate a certain amount of time every day for hisbonenus, for reflection. And that's the real hard work. And people don't want to do the hard work. They want to have fun. They want to be inspired. And therefore, it's the short path That's really the long path, because you never ever get in with that path. Now, to appreciate, let's look at the other path now. Oh, not yet. V'hasibalakach, and the reason why this is the short, long path, sha'amnam b'shas ma'isa, at the very moment the inspiration is happening, hodam hirgi shisaris gedola b'leiv, person feels a tremendous arousal in the heart, and he is feeling a love for Hashem at that moment. There's no question about it. He's feeling a love for Hashem. Avol kiven shilo shinsa es pnimiuso umahuso. But that, since that inspiration did not change his inner essence, who he is, it was a superficial high. It was a spiritual drug. It's a drug. You take a drug, it will do something to you for a little bit of time. And you're going to feel amazing. But the drug wears off. This explains, for example, the phenomena of, I'm sure you've seen the cartoons of the Jewish ganef, the Jewish thief, who stealthily, is going through the back door in the middle of the night to someone's house. And as he comes to the door, he turns to the mezuzah, he kisses the mezuzah, he says, God, please help me that no one should catch me. Right? So, yeah, he believes in Hashem, but he doesn't listen to what Hashem wants. Right? Now, so what happens is, these arousals, these quick fixes, they're very real in their superficiality. And it takes you to that, but it's the environment, it's the mood, it's all these things that put you there. But it's not an inner change that's happened. It's just an outward effect. It's a drug, a spiritual drug. That's what we'll call it, spiritual drug. But really deep inside the person, adayin nishar al amdo kimikodem, he remains in the place he was all along. Which means, im kol osan hamidos vahataivas hamonos, he still has the same characteristics, the same lusts that are holding him back, are obstacles from him to get close to Hashem. Let us say, and most of us have this problem, a person is very into the physical pleasures of this world. If a person really enjoys the physical pleasures of this world to the extent that it's your primary focus in life, and that kind of lifestyle dictates a certain type of financial prosperity. And a person, that is who the person is. He's totally into physical pleasures, expensive clothing, fancy cars, etc., etc. It's a lifestyle that needs a lot of support, which means the person has to work 70, 80 hours a week to support that lifestyle. And they really enjoy this. This gives them a sense of tremendous pleasure. As the Chovos HaVavos says, that the love of this world and the love of this, of God, are like two competing wives. And the rule of two competing wives is, to the degree that you love one, the other one you're not going to love. It's very hard to love two wives. If you really love this world, you cannot love Hashem. That's all there is to it. You can't. I'll tell you very simple. Hashem says, a very simple example. Hashem says, you can't work on Shabbos. And we've already explained a lot why without Shabbos, your Yiddishkeit is nowhere. It's nowhere. If you can't, a few hours before Shabbos, let go of the whole world and totally immerse yourself in the world of Shabbos. You don't think about business, you don't think about anything else. Right? And when Shabbos ends, that you are still reluctantly letting it go, right? That's the only way you're really supposed. That's the really way to love Hashem. But if you love this world, you love this world. I'm still an Orthodox Jew, but I can't waste an hour of my working. You know how much money I'm losing by leaving the office at 2 o'clock, at 1 o'clock. You know how much money I'm losing. And if I lose all that money, the pleasure I want in this world won't exist. So, I'll come in minutes before Shabbos. I have within the 18 minutes, even after the candlelight, technically I can still come in under the wire and I'll find a convenient shtiebel that davens very quickly, so I can eat before everybody else from shul gets home. You get the best of both worlds. You come late, but eat before everybody else. And you sleep the rest of the Shabbos. You know, it ain't happening. You know, you love this world too much. Right? And then when Shabbos is over, the happy prison sentence is over the first minute I'm ready to leave. You know, people just don't get it. They're not getting it. As often as I'm saying it, there's still only, you know, 12 guys hanging around with me when it's time to end Shabbos as late as we can. People aren't getting it with every Bubba Mice excuse in the book. Every Bubba Mice excuse in the book. As soon as it's the earliest time, the happy prison sentence is over. Because I got other things to do. Yeah, can you imagine, you tell your wife, you take her on a romantic vacation. You say, okay, dear, we have 25 hours on this vacation. Because at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, I have something more important than you. I have a basketball game. I have to go to the pizza shop. I have to watch a video. I have to make money. You know, good luck with your relationship. Good luck. See how much your wife will appreciate that. But to Hashem, we do that every week. Every week. When's the earliest I can get out? Chas v'shalom, I should waste any more time with that. I'm a Jew and I will happily serve my prison sentence. I'll be forced into confinement. And you can say all day long how much you love the Shabbos, but you're not being honest with yourself. You're not. At least be honest and say, I have a long way to go. It's a long road. Right? Oh, but it was inspiring. Oh, was the davening so inspiring? And the rabbi's talk was so inspiring. And the Dvar Torahs at the Shabbos had were so inspiring. It was so inspiring, you can't wait to get rid of it. Right? Because, you know, you got a problem. The problem is, the real job is to get rid of the love of this world. That's the real job. And that's the job you're not ever interested in doing. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, but we have a Shabbaton. I mean, it's going to be an amazing Shabbos. Oh, but Rabbi, make sure the Shabbaton ends. When Shabbos is over, we're out of here. No matter how good that speaker is. And he's speaking in Shalosh Shittas, I heard. Good, but just tell him, Shabbos is over at 6:03. He better finish 10 minutes before so we can bench and get out of here as fast as possible. Right? If it wasn't so true, it would be funny. It would be funny. So what's happening is you haven't made any inner change. Arouse me, please. Arouse me. Tell me an idea, a story that'll make me cry. It'll make me think how much Hashem loves me. And it all, just, let's just keep it superficial, please. So I will superficially be moved. But there's been no change in the inner content. But deep inside the person, right? Adayin hu nishar alamdo kimikodem. He's standing in the same place as before. I'm just repeating the line. With all the lusts and drives that hold him back from ever wanting to get close to Hashem in a true way. Therefore, in reality, you there's going to remain many obstacles that will not allow him to reach the city, which is she is hapech libo beemes lavas Hashem, to be able to turn over his heart in a true way to love Hashem. Those are the real hard obstacles. Now it's time to do the real work. I ain't got time. It's too hard. And Yitaka can't. And that's why it's the short way, that's the long way. Okay, that's the first path. Does everybody understand that first path? How many people relate to that first path? Don't have to answer. Lefikach, therefore, nikras derech zu derech tzarav aruka. That's why this is called the short, long way. Now, let's think about the other way now. V'ilu haderech hamuvaris b'sefer hatanya. But the way that is explained in the Tanya, what, you don't know what you're getting into. So everybody who wants to can get out early before you buy the book. Before you make a $15 investment or $25, depends on which bookstore you got it from. Right? But the Sefer HaTanya is not the first way. All right, it's the second way. Doreshes avoda pnimis. It requires an inner service. Kigdei lahapach asrikshe halev. Because in order to turn over the feelings of the heart, mitavas oilum hazeh la'avas Hashem be'emes, to change one's attitude from a lust of this world to a true love of Hashem, muchrachas avodas hamoach. You need to have the service of the brain. The brain. This is the whole idea of Chabad. Chabad, right? Chochma bina das. Those are the elements of the brain. Eitzel kol echad l'fierko. According to everybody, according to the level. Hainu, which means limud v'hasoga begadlus Hashem, which means learning and comprehending the greatness of Hashem as they are explained in the inner aspects of Torah, in the deepest parts of Torah, where you can find this. So you, first of all, you gotta learn. You gotta take out the book and put your nose in the book for years. That's what you gotta do. If you don't learn, nothing's gonna happen. Number one. Number two, no less important. Now, at least if you've learned something, you've got the knowledge that can get you on the right track. But now you have to internalize that knowledge. So again, then after the learning comes hisbonenus, self-reflection, b'amokas hadas, with the depths of one's intellect, binyonim shalomad, to reflect on the things you've learned, v'hasig, and you've comprehended, ad shemehasoga shebemoach, so till you reach the point that from the achievements of the brain, which says, the pasuk says, da es elokei avecha, know the God of your fathers, know, having knowledge, yisorer gam levavo, then his heart will be aroused, berik sheyavas Hashem, with feelings of love of Hashem, which the pasuk says, ve'ivdu b'lev shom, to serve Hashem with a complete heart. In other words, once the mind has the idea so clear, and your understanding of reality, you are in a new reality, then that can trigger the emotions. It's the inner source of triggering the emotions, and not just triggering, but controlling the emotions at will, that comes from the inner content that is now inside of the person. Again, it's not enough to read a lot of books. You can read books for years. Yeah, remember, the chokhma. The chokhma is the information. Chokhma means information. You have to read information. If you don't have the information, you can't even begin. You don't even know what we're talking about. I'm a Jew in my heart. Jew in your heart, you're Jew and garnished. Your heart doesn't know anything. Oh no, my heart. Your heart knows nothing. It can only feel. It can't know. The brain will know if you learn, you take the information, put it in your brain. It's got to be in your brain. Chachma, wisdom. Bina. Bina, that means this wisdom therefore means what? It means what? So it's good information. What does that mean in for me? What changes have to go on in my mind? Now that I know this fact, now that I know that the Jews sang a song at the sea, what does that mean to me? Well, I have to be singing a song, right? And then das means it's so clear, it's you totally live in that reality. That becomes the reality. Not a theory, but a reality. And once that's the reality, then the heart, the emotion is dictated by that reality. This is the core of Chabad Chassidus. They're very much into the thinking. Now, of course, there's going to be emotion. And there has to be emotion. That's the whole point. The pasuk says, it's close, you know, in your mouth and in your heart to do. But if it's not dictated by strong intellect, plus integration of the intellect, now that is a very long path. That's a path that takes years. Nobody becomes a scholar overnight. You know, the problem is, but you can see how the world, you know, everything now is little pocketbooks. 10 steps to happiness. By the end of this night, I guarantee you'll be happy. No. Say in 10, and tonight, I will inspire you to be happy. You will not be happy. You are so far away from being happy. It's ridiculous. You know how far away you are? You're willing to pay $100 to come out tonight for me to tell you you're going to be happy. You figure I could spend $100 is easy. You're not going to be any more happy. You could be inspired now. If you can take that inspiration and say, and now I'm so inspired, I'm now going to spend the next 5 years studying how to be happy, then the inspiration was valuable. You know, if the person wasn't thinking about it, the inspiration can jog you to begin. But inspiration is only valuable insofar as that it gets you to the next step of, okay, now I'm prepared to work hard. So that's what he's saying, that this is the long way. Very long way, because you have to change what's going on inside. That takes time. And then he concludes at the bottom and going on to the next page. Test. V'nimtza comes out, Shebederech Zu, in this way, Ein skulos v'tachpulos kalos la'ores alev. There are no charms, a skula, you know, good luck remedies. There's no tricks to make it easy to inspire the heart. There's no shortcuts in this realm. Eleni dreshes me'odah, but it requires from the person, and this is an expression that the Rebbe uses later on in the Tanya, yigia rabba v'atsuma kfula mechubelas. Four adjectives. Work, rabba, a lot, v'atsuma, intense, kfula, doubled, mechubelas, and doubled again. That's lots of effort. Lots of effort. And that is called the Derech Aruka. This is the long way. Avol kivan shebederech zu nishtanis mahusu pnimiusu shalo adam. But since, and you go on this long way, by the time you finish taking the long journey, there's been an inner change within the person. The essence of the person has changed. You've really changed. Because there really is a true inner love for God. At the end, you merit that you've changed your feelings in your heart to true love of Hashem. The end of the day, that'll be the short way. Why? Because only through that will you reach the goal. But Paul Mamish, really? Asher al kain, he. And therefore, what is it? Derech aruka uktsara. It is the long and short way. You will get there. Now, below, he's got a very important footnote in 15. I've done all the work to go through all the footnotes and tell you which ones we need to do. So 15 is an important one. He says, so now he might say, well, it seems you've contradicted yourself now. What verse is he trying to explain? The verse in Torah says, this thing of service to God is very close. Ki karov elecha ma'od. It's very close in your heart. You just told me it's going to take me 5 years to go on the Derech Arukah. So how can you tell me it's easy? Karov, it's close. It's close. Didn't say easy. What are the words of the Torah? Karov. It's close. Never said easy. I don't think there's one easy word in the Torah. No word that says easy. Close. So he says, "Ein zu stira lekach shadover kerv mo." This is not in contradiction that this thing is close. The Torah says it's close. L'cholam for every person. Now here's a very important translation. Ki perish. How do we translate the word kerv mo? Very close. So we think close means easy. That's not what Judaism means. Hu shadover hu behesek yado. Close means it's achievable. It's achievable. For a human being without any other assistance to fly would not be called close, because it's not achievable by yourself. Just take your fingers and your arms and start flapping. Practice for 50 years and you can get the biggest muscles in the world. You ain't ever going to fly, because it's not close. It's not possible. But if something's called possible, then that's already close. Ukafi Shiyarich Lahalam Bapanim Sefer, as we'll see later on in the book, to go in great detail. Because since every Jew has a holy soul, that's the key. The holy soul. Shuchelak elokam imal mamish. It's a portion of God on high, literally. You've got the utensil that can make it happen. You know, if you tell the person you have inside of you, you've got an automatic flying device. It's inside of you. It'll take you 5 years to develop the mental ability to activate the flying device inside of you. Then it's close. Somehow, you know, you do those Eastern meditations, you know, you get so connected to you that all of a sudden you'll levitate and fly, but it takes 5 years of training under a master guru. But it's there. Its ability to fly is there. Then it'll be close. So we all have a neshama, and that neshama is that part of you that makes it accessible to love God. You have inside of you the tool that can get you to truly love Hashem, and that's what means it's close. All you have to do is to reveal the soul. That's the only job you have to do. It's there. It's the ability to connect Hashem is there in every single Jew. All you got to do, is open it up. Reveal it. It's not that you don't have it. You have it. Now just reveal it. So it's possible. Avozu gufa, but this itself, revealing the soul, ein avodakal, that's not an easy job. Elohi derech aruka uksara, it's a long and short path. Hadoreshes yigiatsuma, that needs a lot of effort. You see, that's what it means that something is the long and short path. Something is close. Closeness means achievable. Achievable. We have to always understand those words. If it's possible, if it's achievable, then it's close. Then it's worth putting effort into it. In the same token, it will need a lot of effort. But if you give it the right effort, you will achieve it. Now, it's a long road, but once you get to the gates, you're going to go right in. Avol kivan. Next paragraph. Avol kivan shibed, back upstairs. Avol kivan shibed derech zu nishtanes. Did I say it already? I said it all? First paragraph? I don't. Okay. So you understand? So what's this book all about? This book is, you know, that's why, you know, I got a lot of emails. Can I come to this class? I think it was last. You know, everybody, you know, most people who email you, not all, but they say, oh, it's doing Tanya. Okay. In 3-4 weeks, I'll master the Tanya, and I can put that on my resume of accomplishments in Torah learning. You know, this book is going to take forever, right? Especially going once a week, right? But it's years and years of work. So therefore, if you're not prepared for years and years of work, close the book, go back to your superficial life, go back to your Shabbatons, and think you're a great Jew. Okay. But it's not going to happen. And this is where the failures are in life. People don't have the fortitude to stick it out and to do the work that's the hard work. So you're going to say, so should we cancel all Shabbatons? I said, no, you're not supposed to. You know, when you're doing the hard work, and after a while, the Yetzer Hara tries to get to the food, so, you know, it's getting boring, it's getting this. So you need to put a little spice in from time to time to keep the person motivated to continue. So inspiration is there. It's a good tool. It shouldn't be discarded. But you know it for what it is. It's a tool. It's not the means. It's not the means. So therefore, if you really know what we're trying to accomplish in the shul, what we're trying to, Hashem should help us. So you see, from Sunday to Friday, we're trying to work hard in our spiritual growth. Right? Every day, look another sefer, open up a sefer, doing this. Right? This is a hard work, learning Gemara, getting, this is the hard work, and over years and years, you know, and to learn the kinds of things that are meant to try to find that neshama. At least we're learning about things to talk about the neshama. Right? At least we're trying. And every day you try. And it's everything you can do in a group context. And there's got to be things we have to do on our own in the privacy of our own lives. And you come to Shabbos. Okay, so now Shabbos, we try to get a little inspiration. It's a hard week. So the drush tries to be inspiring. So you try to have a shalosh shudas that's inspiring. You need some inspiration to keep going on for the next week. Right? And maybe I'll feel it this week. Maybe the Shabbos, after all the work, maybe that's going to be the Shabbos that make the breakthrough. But you need some inspiration to keep going, because the Yetzirah works just as hard to stop you. Right? As hard as you are, get up in the morning, the Yetzirah is going to find a way to get you to not come one morning. And you have people who can come 3, 4, 5 months, all of a sudden there's a vacation, and they get out of sync, and then goodbye, and you don't see them for half a year. So you need the motivation. No, get back. You're on the right track. Just keep working hard. So there is a place for motivation. I'm not saying not. There's a place for the Shabbaton. And the people who spend their whole lives plugging away, and they don't look for any inspiration in life, they're not gonna get there either. So you have to know what inspiration is for. But it doesn't replace the hard work that has to happen. So this is what the Rebbe was saying in the very little words, in the title of his, how are we going to see how close things are, right? The Derech Arucha Sarah. Okay. Any questions? Yes. Is it not repeating Hachsheres Avreichim? Where do you think Hachsheres Avreichim got all their information from? Where do you think the Bilvavi got? It's all coming from Chassidus, from the Tanya. They are giving us, just like this, they're giving it in doses we can swallow. If you just will look in the Tanya, it's every word is so hard. So now you come hundreds of years later. So the PSS Rebbe says, okay, I'm going to take the words of the Tanya, I'm going to give it to you in doses that you could take. So we were learning that was the easier doses. We've been doing that for years. Now we're going to the real stuff. So that's why some of you have heard these ideas. You're not blown out of the water. Say, this is ridiculous. I never heard of such a thing before. So no, you've heard it from people who came hundreds of years after the Baal HaTanya. Right? So you've been prepped for this.
One more thing.
Yeah. You have to have teachers. You have to have teachers that have gone on the path.
That's right. So it's Masai too.
So listen, I wish you had a better teacher. You would have been better off if you had a better teacher. Okay, but you have to take the long road. The long road is the achievable road. Is achievable road. Okay, let me just do one more paragraph and then we'll finish this thing. Okay, I'm sorry I'm going 2 minutes over. Then he ends off, there were three more words left to the title page. Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, with Hashem's help. He ended off, we will do this all, I'll take you on this path, with Hashem's help. What does that mean? So quickly. Mavada Perisha Pashm, besides the simple meaning, She'be'ezras Hashem. What does it mean with the help of Hashem? Koy al Ksiva Sefer, it's going on the writing of the Sefer. The Tzaddik, the Tanya, wrote the book with God's help. Yeshkai Kavan and Sefer, there's another meaning. Rabbeinu Bola Orer Ulechazek, the tzaddik came to encourage and to strengthen Gamesa Adam Halomed Sefer HaTanya. He wants to encourage and strengthen the student who is learning this book. Lo'adiyon, to let him know. Hashem Hayos Shaderech Amavaris Bohi Arukah Kasar. In spite of the fact that this is the long, short path, I may have scared you off. This entails an inner work and effort that's extensive throughout your entire life. It's an entire life project. Whoa, this is way too hard for me. He promises, there is divine assistance above. But only if you work hard as demanded. Borer, then it's clear. Then with God's help, you will succeed. In other words, the task, as you look at the task ahead of you, your rational mind says it is not possible to do this. And the rational mind, based on the limited information that it has and the limited schema of its learning, is correct. And that is usually what keeps a person away from wanting to take the long path. So, but the answer is, you're right. But as you go on the long path and you give all the effort that you can give, then something very miraculous happens. Hashem takes you that although you on your own would not be able to get through that path. But why is it called close? And why is it called achievable? Because at one point in your life, all of a sudden you're going to feel that Hashem picked you up and just put you into that zone. And that has to come with God's help. If God, that's why when you learn to say, you have to daven to Hashem all the time. Hashem, please, let this learning be successful. Because without you with me, no matter how hard I try, I'll never get it. This is only a Jewish concept. Non-Jews do not understand this idea. You walk in, forget it, I know I can't do it. No. You alone, you can't do it. Versus Hashem, you can do anything. But Hashem doesn't begin to help you till he feels you've given it all you have. And he doesn't, you can't fool him because he knows how much you have. When you give it all, then all of a sudden you don't realize it. Well, how did I get to the other side? How did I get here? All of a sudden I don't love this world so much anymore. What happened? Because Hashem said you tried all you could, then I'll help you. So it's illogical from a scientific point of view. But Judaism never worked with that kind of logic to begin with. So that is Sharblot. Next week we'll do the Balatanya's, his own introduction to the book. And then we'll have to explain that. And that'll be about 2 to 3 weeks. And then we will start the real Tanya. So by that time, hopefully,
we'll the books
will have come. Okay, have a good Erev Shabbos.